Good afternoon, everyone. Welcome to the Osher Lifelong Learning Institute at UC Berkeley. I'm Susan Hoffman, the director of OLLI, and we are here at Freight and Salvage for the first of four speaker events for this winter term. Today we have Tina Sachs on the American welfare state in the age of Trump. Next week we have Richard Rothstein, who will speak on his book, The Color of Money. Today's, The Color of Law. I caught you, that's great, you're awake, more awake than I am. We're also developing today's speaker series starts with a collaboration with not only the School of Social Welfare, but also with UC Berkeley's News Center that is starting a podcast series. So you'll be able to check the Berkeley website for this as a podcast and share it with your friends. So Tina Sachs is an assistant professor at UC Berkeley's School of Social Welfare. Her fields of interest include racial inequities in health, social determinants of health, and poverty and inequality. She focuses on structural discrimination and immigration. She investigates the persistence of racial and gender discrimination in healthcare settings among racial and ethnic minorities who are not poor. Her recent book, published just this month by Oxford University Press, is entitled Invisible Visits: Black Middle Class Women in the American Healthcare System. Her next major project explores the implications of the infamous U.S. Public Health Service Tuskegee syphilis study on the study's direct descendants. Professor Sachs is also the principal investigator for two research projects on campus with immigration and health. She studies gender dynamics and food stamp participation among Latina immigrants in California and works in collaboration with the Berkeley Food Institute and the UC Berkeley Nutrition Policy Institute. And in addition to all this scholarship, she also works on film projects. She's worked with Dr. Sachs, collaborating with Carlos Javier Ortiz, a photographer and documentary filmmaker. Their work is called We All What We Got and 1,000 Midnights. These have appeared at very prestigious film festivals like AFI, Tribeca, LA, and the St. Louis International Film Festival. Before she came to the Berkeley School of Social Welfare, she worked for a decade at the Center for Disease Control and Prevention. Would you please welcome to the stage Professor Tina Sachs.
Thank you. So I'm so excited to be here today. Thank you so much, Susan, for that very generous introduction. I think all that sort of says is that I've been around a time or two on this earth. I'm had sort of a career prior to my academic career in working for the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. And I also was a social worker. So my interest in social work is really what brings me to my current career. And my real interest in making sure that people who are very poor and vulnerable have a voice. And so what I'm going to talk to us today is really about the people that we often forget, that we don't see, or maybe we choose not to see. And I'm going to talk about the ways in which, although the Trump administration perhaps compounds those challenges for people who are poor, the welfare state in the United States is not particularly generous by many measures. And so what I'm going to do today is kind of trace the development of the welfare state to help us think about where we have been and where we are right now. And then I'll close with a little bit about where I think we can go, how we might resist some of the real